Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. We understand business. Choose the bank that's here to help you rise to today's business challenges and tomorrow's.
Now, last week, as you know, we brought you the show from Kerry at the EY Entrepreneur of the Year annual CEO retreat. We met some fascinating people, and the whole show is available to podcast on newstalk.com or the News Talk app. But one chat that I had that I didn't get to bring you last week was about staff and just how hard it is to keep staff at the moment and to attract them. Have a listen to this. Now, I'm down here in Killarney at the EY Entrepreneur of the Year CEO retreat. And one of the issues I keep hearing about this year is attracting good staff and keeping them. Well, my next three guests have real insight into this. I'm delighted to be joined by Anne Herity of CPL Resources PLC and Chair of the EY Entrepreneur of the Year judging panel. John Goulding's from WorkVivo, and John Brown is from Castus. You're all very welcome to the programme. John Brown, we'll start with you. Firstly, you might tell us a little bit about your business.
Sure, thanks, Bobby. Castus was founded in 2015 to commercialise a novel antimicrobial coating technology for hard surfaces. Our technology is globally unique. It's effective against human coronavirus and common bacteria and viruses on high-touch surfaces.
Right product, right time.
We're trying not to be seen as a COVID company, which we're not, but it's this. The pandemic has certainly accelerated our plans.
Now, stay with us, because I want to introduce John Goulding from WorkVivo. John, tell us a little bit about your business first.
So WorkVivo is an employee communication platform, and people have described this as almost like a LinkedIn for inside your business. And I guess that the whole reason we exist is to establish a greater emotional connection for employees to the organization. It's all about bringing the personality of the organization alive. It's all about communication. We've been growing a lot over the last year. COVID has been pretty good to us as well.
So you're the perfect man on this subject matter that we're going to talk about now in a second. But before we do that, let me introduce Anne Herity, CPL Resources PLC, Chair of the EY panel judges. And maybe tell us a little bit about the event this year and your involvement. And then we'll chat about human resources and attracting good staff.
Right, so we're here in Killarney at the EOI Entrepreneur of the Year program. Fantastic program with a super range of entrepreneurs, people from all sorts of different sectors, different backgrounds, and some really exciting companies right across all the categories. Okay. So we've had a great time just listening to and hearing the stories of the entrepreneurs.
Okay, stay with us, because I want to start with you, Anne, and you're somebody who's been in recruitment and hiring people all for many years. And I'd just like you to summarize maybe where the market is at the moment. It seems to me to be an employees market. We've got all sorts of changes in the workplace in that it isn't about the workplace anymore. You've got blended working. But what's your sense of the marketplace as we speak?
Well, just even talking to any of the entrepreneurs here, and there's over 150 businesses represented here, everyone is talking about the challenge it is to find the right talent for their businesses. And in fact, the recurring theme is that the biggest constraint to the growth of a lot of businesses at the moment is not about finding capital for investment, but it's actually about finding the right people. Wow. To deliver for their clients.
Okay, so that being said, in what we're saying is an employee's market, if you want to attract, number one, which I think is probably the first thing, and secondly, after attracting talent, you want to keep it, what should you be doing?
Well, I think we really have to focus on this and work hard in terms of both the attraction and the retention of talent. But I think one of the first things you've got to do is be very clear on why somebody would want to work with you. Just get that employee proposition very clear in your head. I think then, understanding, what you can offer them as a business and what they are going to offer you. So it's about what you can give and what you get in return from the employee. And I think just being clear, particularly about the development opportunities for people, people who are serious about their careers really want to know that you're going to support them to develop, that they're going to be better all-rounded individual as a result of having worked with your organisation. Okay. And I think sometimes we can get too caught up on the, you know, whatever the latest bandwagon is. And, you know, we're hearing a lot about all the different perks employees or companies have to offer. But in my experience, they're sort of short-lived. Once a person joins an organisation, it's really about, you know, can
enjoying
I trust you? Yeah, enjoying their works. Can I trust you as an organisation or as a leader? Are you going to support and develop me?
Okay.
And, you know, they're the key things.
John Gould, in your business in WorkVivo, and again, the platform that you have, strikes me as being critical to employee retention, because what you do is about making sure people are communicating properly within an organisation.
Yeah, I suppose, Bobby, the way we think about it is, you know, the context here is the emotional commitment to the organisation. There's a low friction for people to move. Now, people can finish up a job on a Friday, get a new laptop delivered over the weekend, start a new job on Monday from their home, right? So friction to move has been completely eroded. And what I think what organisations are relying on then is, you know, how do I create an emotional commitment to the organisation in the digital world? Everybody's hybrid. And the good news is that that emotional commitment to the organisation can be created in the digital world. You know, creating purpose, bringing alive the culture of the organisation, the values, the beliefs, and communication is a huge part of that. And that's what we're doing. And I think organisations, for me, just need to be very deliberate about recognising that, you know, the battle for retention, the battle for the hearts and minds of employees is now being fought in the digital world.
Right. I think that's well said. John, I heard you speak yesterday about your explosive growth, but your biggest problem is you can't get salespeople. So just even to look at your own specific case, what do you need to do to get more salespeople?
I think we're almost in a perfect storm in terms of, particularly in Dublin at the moment, to hire and retain people, because you've issues such as housing, which is a big problem at the moment. We recently lost a sales engineer. His partner recently qualified as a financial professional. They had to weigh up, could they have a better life in London, which amazed me, or in Dublin? Wow. And they could live a better quality of life in London.
Wow.
So we're trying to compete with that while competing with multinationals who are offering eye-wateringly large sums of money to people for basic salaries. So I think a lot of what John and Anne said rings through in terms of you need to get people to emotionally buy into your business, but also financially. And share options, we think, is the big hook to try and keep people. But it was part of the panel discussion this morning that people are screwed by tax when they actually do exercise those share options.
So, 55%.
Yeah, and it turns into a disincentive then. Something that's supposed to be really joyous and, you know, bring people along on a journey just turns into something that gets bitter.
And can we talk about the elephant in the room, the working from home? And, you know, I've heard just mixed, you know, dialogue around it. Some people think it's fantastic. Some employers have sort of just thrown open the doors and said, off you go. Others want to see people come back to the workplace. We're hearing all this words around hybrid working almost becoming kind of common workplace language. There's some real dangers here, is there not?
There's advantages and dangers, there's no doubt about that. And I think the important thing, again, for us as employers, and particularly when we're trying to recruit people, I mean, there is no doubt people are talking about flexibility a lot. And, you know, they've had the experience of working from home and they've seen that it can work in certain circumstances. But I think the important thing, you know, is to have that proper open conversation with the people you work with, understand what works for the business and what will work for them and where you can meet in the middle on it. I think it's a challenge, though. I think particularly around training people, about new people joining a business. And I think that's where it's a real challenge, because if you're working from home all the time and you don't get the opportunity to meet your colleagues, build that emotional bond. I know what John is saying about that emotional connection and the engagement and how it has moved to digital.
Yeah.
And digital can certainly help. And we use John's platform WorkVivo in CPL and we find it absolutely brilliant. But you really, there are roles you must have people in the office, you know, that you do need people in the office for. And I think just understanding what those key roles are and how you manage that workforce is going to be very important going forward.
John, just on that, you know, even the last couple of days here, meeting people at an event like this that some of us haven't been to for a long time, I think we almost have forgotten about the importance of human contact.
Yeah, no, I would agree. And I think no matter what, we do need the physical contact. I think, like for me, I go into the office quite a bit, and I find just an energy from going in. And part of it is even what we call kind of spontaneous collisions, right? You don't know who you're going to meet in the office, and there's a bit of, you know, like, what are you going to discuss? And I think we all need a bit of that. I think for me, it's being deliberate about, you know, whether it's hybrid, whether it's from home, whether it's in the office. We need to create that emotional connection. We need to be deliberate about shaping the culture, giving people a sense of belonging, purpose. And I think we're all still figuring this out as well. There's a lot still to play out.
And you've no worries on productivity or that type of thing, that particularly with people, maybe not so much people who work with you now, but with people you don't know who are joining you, there's a higher risk of it not working out.
Yeah, no, I think actually 6 months after, you know, COVID hit, I think we all declared success, right? Because work from home, everybody was being productive. And then you started to hear about burnout and fatigue and Zoom fatigue. And I think it's because, you know, we know the tools are there for us to be productive. It's the human bit we're missing. It's the emotional connection. And how do you create that in the digital world?
Okay. Last word to you, John Brown. Again, as a man who's on the market for salespeople, I'd like to be able to leave this on a positive note.
Do you want a job, Bobby?
Well, what about, again, one of the things I was thinking about is that, you know, the traditional sales guy or girl you used to see, they don't seem to exist anymore. Yeah. And how do we, I think one of our challenges is, how do you get more people into sales? Like, they don't have to be, people can be trained in sales.
Yeah, no, it's a very good point. And I think we're constantly looking for the nuggets. And I think that was discussed yesterday. We're looking for the good people. They're engineers or the chemists that have a bit of a commercial bent to them that we can, you know, drag kicking and screaming sometimes into the commercial world. So we're always trying to develop people from, you know, internally and using our networks as well to try and find people that would be a good cultural fit. But we're actually taking on a lot of staff currently in foreign markets, and had the whole commercial team in Dublin last week. And just the energy and the idea sharing when everyone is in the same room or in the same building for 2 days, it was just so much more efficient and effective than 10 hours in Zoom calls.
Right, we'll zoom out on that basis. And I'd like to thank my guests, Anne Herity from CPL Resources PLC, John Brown from Castus, and John Gooling from WorkVivo. Thanks very much for a very interesting discussion.
Thanks, Bobby.
Thanks, Bobby.